Hello, Heartland fans. Today we are bringing you an interview with Randall Wallace, director of the Truly Moving Picture Award recipient, Secretariat. Secretariat is the true story of Penny Chenery, a housewife turned racehorse owner who shattered the male-dominated world of horse racing. Secretariat is, to this day, the most well-known and successful racing horse. Randall Wallace was also the writer of Braveheart, another Truly Moving Picture Award winner. Interviewing him today is Heartland's own Tim Irwin, our Truly Moving Picture Programming Coordinator.
Tim?
Randall, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Doing real well, thanks. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. I know you're probably pretty busy.
Delighted to do it.
Wonderful. Well, I don't know how much you know about Heartland Truly Moving Pictures, but Secretariat has been honored with the Truly Moving Picture Award. And what our organization does is we focus on theatrically released films that inspire and provide hope. And we have a jury that watches all of the films, and they thought that yours was an excellent representation of all of the values and technical merit that we look for. So congratulations.
Thank you. That's great. It's a great honor, and I appreciate it.
Well, very kind. We have a few questions for you today. Just to get started, could you let our audience know a little bit about your role as director on Secretariat and maybe just a little bit of the background of the film itself?
In all of my other experiences, Braveheart, We Were Soldiers, I was the first one into the project. In this case, the project had been developed at Disney for a year or two before I came on, and my role was to find a vision for how to make the movie and what the emphasis of the story should be. My two, I think, biggest choices were that the experience for the audience should be one of them participating in the races rather than just being spectators. I wanted to shoot the races in such a way that the audience could feel what Secretariat felt when he ran and could be right there with him inside the race itself. I knew that would give the movie an exciting component. And the other side was that I wanted to understand the real soul of the story, what it was that motivated Penny, not just what she did and what Secretariat did, but why they did it, what it was they loved and what it was they were really fighting for and how they grew.
So was it more Penny's story or Secretariat's story that drew you to the project, or was it sort of a mixture of both?
Well, it was a mixture of both. The Penny part was the part that initially surprised me because I had heard of Secretariat, of course, and knew that he was considered one of the great racehorses. I didn't understand how great a horse he really was, and I didn't know about Penny at all. I did not have any knowledge of her heroism, her brilliance, how she created the career of the greatest racehorse who ever lived, and how she stood up for herself to do what she accomplished. I'm always looking for stories like with Braveheart or We Were Soldiers, Pearl Harbor, Man in the Iron Mask. I want to find characters who stand up for themselves and who have found something in their lives that make their lives more worth living. And that was the kind of story this is. This is the first movie I've been involved with which enables the whole family to go together so that husbands and wives will enjoy the movie with equal passion and that they can take their children to and all have a family experience that is uplifting and affirms the greatest values of life.
Wonderful. I think that's precisely why we were so big on it and why it's a perfect fit for the award. Let me ask you a question about adapting the story. Was there any challenge for you, because it's based on historical events, was there a challenge making it suspenseful and engaging when people already sort of knew how it was happening, besides, you know, obviously you put everyone right in the middle of the races? How'd you deal with the historical aspect?
Well, the magic trick of any movie is to make the audience get past their thoughts and into their hearts. And when you're living a movie with your heart, it's a new experience. Just as we can go back and watch a movie that we've seen before and like it even better the second and third time around, when you're inside the heart of a movie, then you're having that emotional experience. And this is a movie designed to let your heart soar.
Let me ask you something about the screenwriter for this. It was Mike Rich, I believe, and he's an old friend of Heartland. He's done many other truly moving pictures like The Rookie, Miracle, and Radio, and Finding Forrester. What was it like for you as a writer, working with a writer who has such a body of work, and how did you collaborate with him on this project?
Well, Mike's a writer I really respect, and I've loved his past work, and I think he's appreciated mine, and you know, we were able to discuss the way we wanted to do things, and then ultimately I would have to decide how to make the scenes come alive on the film version. You do everything you can to get it right on the page, and then you want to make it come alive in front of the cameras. So it was a great experience getting to work with a writer like Mike.
Great. What sort of memories did some of the cast and the crew have from Secretariat's run in 1973, and did a lot of them come with their own love of horses?
Some did, and we reached out to get the finest horse people possible. We had Rusty Hendrickson, who has, we call him the horse wrangler. He's the man who found our horses, trained them, pulled together our core of jockeys. And one of the key decisions about this was to use real jockeys. It was a decision that even for the key acting roles of jockeys, rather than get actors and pretend to be a jockey, I wanted real jockeys that I could work with in the acting. People said that was really daring. For me, it was just a decision that I had to follow after making the first one about experiencing the races in a realistic way. I'm not a fan of pixels in movies and artificial computer graphics. I want to see the flesh and blood in front of me, and that meant we had to get people who knew what they really were doing on the back of a speeding racehorse. And that's part of how we did it, to make the movie real and to create the kind of movie that people are cheering for and yelling at the screen. So I thought that was the only path we could follow.
Sure. And it was it Otto Thorwarth who played the jockey Ron?
Yes, Otto Thorwarth.
Thorwarth.
Thorwarth. Otto had an interesting experience. He was about to give up on being a professional jockey, and he had already taken the emergency medical technician training, and he was in church with his wife, and his wife was expecting their second child, and his minister was praying for his wife and the health of her and the new baby, and his minister looked up at him and said, "I have a prophecy for you." And Otto said, "What's that?" And he said, "You're going to ride a champion." And Otto didn't believe that. He didn't know how to believe it, since he was on a racetrack where the horses were not very good, and you have to have good horses to get winners, and you have to have winners to get good horses. So he didn't see how that was going to happen, but he thought, well, whatever it is what it will be. And a few weeks later, he got a call to come down and audition to play Ronnie Turcotte, and one of his friends said, "Correct me if I'm wrong, but Secretariat was a champion." And Otto walked into his audition, and all 5 feet tall of him, and looked at me, and he grinned, and I just knew I'd found the man to play Ronnie Turcotte.
That's wonderful. So as he was riding the horses during the filming, did he have technical advice to offer, or did he defer to some of the other horse experts that you had on set?
Well, what we did was we had racing books that gave us exactly the statistics of where the horses had been at each point in the race and what had happened, and our jockeys all understood where they were supposed to be at any given time and how the race was to unfold, and we let the jockeys know how we were going to film it, and then they just went out and did it. So there was nobody on the set who knew more about horses than, or certainly who knew more about riding than Otto. Oh, we did have one Hall of Fame jockey, and all those guys, they were just experts. So Otto brought a great deal of knowledge and reality to our filming.
Wonderful. I think it definitely shows, especially the horse racing sequences are just phenomenal. And I heard about the, you know, capturing them on camera. I heard about small cameras on sticks or something. How exactly did you guys get so close to thundering enormous horses?
Well, when I wanted to do this, I went to my cinematographer, Dean Simler, who had shot Road Warrior way back when, and he had shot Dances with Wolves, as well as We Were Soldiers, my most recent film. And I told Dean that I wanted to have this real inside-the-race feeling. And he was really excited about that. He'd never done anything like that. No one had ever done that. And he tried different cameras for it, and the cameras we tried weren't working. And then one of the inventors and developers of the Genesis camera, which is the state-of-the-art digital camera that we use in filmmaking for Panavision, that man, his name's John Galt, brought in a consumer camera that was quite small and one that we could get up next to the horses. And again, this was potentially dangerous. The horses are so big and powerful and fast, but we got the horses used to the cameras and the way we were going to film it, and we were able to get right up beside the horses' nostrils and their chests and their flashing hooves, and it made the scenes unique.
I think that succeeded marvelously. Switching tacks a little bit, I read that you've created Wheelhouse Entertainment sort of with the purpose of creating original films and music and other media that are based on classic values. Could you tell us a little bit more about this endeavor?
Yeah, I when I was a younger guy, in my most formative years, 15, 16 years old, I remember going to movies and walking out of them and thinking, my life's going to be different because of what I just experienced in that movie. Movies like The Man Who Would Be King or A Man for All Seasons, Spartacus, Shenandoah, movies that inspired me and made me believe that life could be better and could mean more than what I had believed before. I wanted to make movies that changed and inspired, and I believe that to do that, I have to be inspired myself. One of the turning points for me in my career was to understand that unless I was getting goosebumps, I couldn't help the audience feel that. Unless I was inspired, they wouldn't be. And I started my own company, and we got involved with Habitat for Humanity. We founded Hollywood for Habitat for Humanity. And, of course, we wanted to do good, but another side of that was, in a certain way, selfish, that we needed to feel a connection to what was real and what would make us more alive and more hopeful about life. And you do find that in giving and in participating in the right kinds of ways, or at least ways you hope are the right kinds of ways, that you'll be a better person. And movies and a business that focuses on celebrity and money and attention, that sort of thing, can really be isolating and cut you off from the real sources of love and hope. So we started our own company, and it's worked out well so far.
Wonderful. That sounds great. It sounds like a lot of what Heartland's trying to honor with the films that it chooses as well. My last question for you today, I know you're running short on time, is one that we ask all filmmakers that we interview, and you've already partially answered it, but what for you are your most truly moving pictures? What films have inspired you or changed you personally?
It's funny to name one of my own, besides the ones that I've named before when I was a younger man and loved Man for All Seasons particularly. That was a movie I watched a number of times. I've loved the stories of, manhood, what it means really to be a man. There aren't a lot of movies being made now that are specifically about that. We have movies for children. We have movies that we call chick flicks, but we don't have a lot of movies that are about what it means truly to be a man in the world. And Braveheart was that kind of movie for me, and We Were Soldiers was that kind of movie for me. And I know it sounds funny to mention, you know, movies that I wrote myself, but they're the kind of stories that I wanted to see and needed to see. When I wrote the preface to the book, Braveheart, I wrote a little poem that was, "To you who know this simple truth and show it near and far, it is the tales we tell ourselves that make us who we are." And I believe that. I believe we have to tell the right tales to ourselves.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Randall. I appreciate it. I'll let you get on to the rest of your duties today. So thanks again for taking the time, and congratulations on receiving the Truly Moving Picture Award.
Oh, thanks so much. It's an honor, and I appreciate it.
That was Randall Wallace speaking to our own Tim Irwin. Wallace is the director of Secretariat, which will be released by Disney in theaters nationwide on October 8th. Be sure to check out this Truly Moving Picture Award winner on its opening weekend. We'd like to thank Disney and Randall Wallace for their time today and for crafting such a truly moving picture.